Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Rural Oklahomans are no strangers to tough times. We pull together and overcome, and we must do it again.
Because COVID-19 doesn't stop where the pavement turns to gravel.
It is spreading throughout our rural communities and down our local main streets.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
Livestock futures finished the day mixed here. We had the live cattle in February down 22 at 112.27. The April live cattle down 17 at 117.35. June live cattle actually higher on the day, up 17 at 114.90. The August 35 higher at 115.77. So a fairly quiet day after a pretty volatile day on yesterday. The feeder cattle were actually higher despite corn prices moving higher. We were anywhere from 30 to 65 cents higher. January finished up 35 at 133.57. The Marches up 35 at 134.22. Way out there in August at 146.20 at 55. So the cattle futures kind of cooled down a little bit, if you will, and didn't have quite the volatile day that we were expecting with what the corn prices have done. If you look back at the box beef at midday, it was up 94 cents at 210.08. Select was up $1.16 at 199.25. Looks like there was about 5,000 head in Kansas at 110 to 111. Hoping for 112 to 114 this week, but it doesn't look like that's going to be in the cards at this point. Today, OKC West looks like they're calling it just a little bit lower here, maybe $5 or lower something. That's just the word around, not really the USDA report.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Here at Great Plains Kubota, we've got a great selection inventory. And although our more popular tractors, such as the affordable Kubota L2501DT, are quickly selling, our family of full-line Kubota dealerships receive tractor shipments weekly. Need a cab to stay warm while you work? All GP locations have a huge variety of hardworking Kubota utility and ag tractors for this upcoming winter. Be sure to check out our newest Kubota dealership in Norman, just off 35, or visit us online at gpkubota.com. Great Plains Kubota, the brand that works for you.
Well, today's grain futures market had a little bit of carry through in some of them, and then some reversal action in others. The Kansas City wheat was up about 2 to 3 cents, while Chicago wheat, on the other hand, down 3 to 4 cents. That spread between Chicago and Kansas City today reversing, and some of the biggest action on that spread we've seen since that thing has been trading for at least a couple of years. So there's about 6 or 7 cent swing there. July Kansas City was up 2.5 at 6.28 and a quarter. Where July Chicago was 6.46, so that spread is now below 20 cents. It's down about 18 cents. It had been in the mid 30s. Old crop corn, March corn was up 7 1/4 at 5.24 1/2. July corn's up 7 3/4. But once you get out into September and December, December was down 4 1/4 today at 4.51 1/2. And then beans, after being up 50 cents yesterday and higher overnight and this morning, we actually settled down 10 to 12 cents in the first 4 months, which put January down 11 at 14.13. So the first 3 months are still over $14, but they are retreating here slightly. Yesterday's USDA report brought a lot of new buyers into the market here, as those numbers were a little bit tighter than they were expecting. The cotton today was down 60 to 70 cents. March cotton at 80.92, down 78. And currently the Dow Jones futures are about unchanged here. We're about 13 cents higher at 30,987, but we are knocking on the highs.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.